Anonymous from Israel asks, I have two questions. I know that Islam and Christianity are untrue religions. My question is how Gentiles believe in it when they actually know it's untrue. After all, they have no proofs that it was given by Hashem, so how can they live this way, especially when it obligates them to observe their commandments? Two, how can a Gentile become a Jew after the conversion process if there's a difference between the soul of the Jew and the soul of a Gentile? I'll answer the second one first. A person who converts is considered like a newborn person, and God provides them with a Jewish soul. So a convert has a Jewish soul. In fact, there are even sources that seem to imply that every person who eventually converts was born with somewhat of a Jewish soul to begin with, waiting to be converted. But surely after the conversion, the person is like a newborn person and gets a Jewish soul. The first question, people believe a lot of things that aren't true. People believe what they want to believe. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us free choice, and he gave us the ability to believe even in things that we know deep down are not true, or if we investigated would find out are not true. But people distort the truth, they avoid seeing the truth, and they do what their heart wants them to do. And that's not really, there are plenty of people in this world who continue smoking even though they know 100% that it's dangerous and damaging to their health, but their desires overpower their mind, and therefore they see fail to see what is obvious in front of them.